Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. It's Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed. And last week we've been talking about the reasons that we're not healed. And in general, when we're talking about healing, we're talking about various approaches. And we talked a bit about this last week. We're not going to get into it too much. But one thing we want to make sure is that we never come under condemnation. We look at things objectively from hearing from God. Our source for information is never going to be anything other than God himself. And remember, he speaks for himself. He is a real person. He doesn't need a check or balance. A lot of times we think that we can't trust ourselves to hear God. If that's the case, then God can't change us. God is not big enough to change us. He's not strong enough to change us. He's not capable, then, of making himself clear. If we think that when we hear him, we always have to have a double check. We either have to go to someone, you know, this is what I believe God's saying to me, what do you think? Or something, if everything he says to you has to be backed up by Scripture, we are saying God himself is not enough. God is not big enough to make himself clear. God is not big enough to change us so we can hear him. And if that's the case, we really need to look at our belief system. Now, I know a lot of people are more driven by their preconceptions of, or what they've been taught about the dangers of going off into error. But remember, you're already in error because there's things that you believe that are just not true. Now, you may believe them because God hasn't told you anything different. I mean, let's face it, he has not revealed everything he's going to reveal yet. So there's stuff that we just don't know yet for a myriad of reasons. So we can draw conclusions, and God doesn't hold it against us, that we're drawing conclusions based on the information we have. So the purpose of doing these double checks and these checks and balances, a lot of times it's because we've never really thought about what we're saying. When we're saying that we have to have additional sources, that just hearing from God is not enough, I wonder what Jesus would say. I wonder what he says now. Does he say, you know, when he was on this earth, did he say, well, wait a minute, Father, you know, you're going to have to back that up. You know, when his father was teaching and training him, no, I can't accept that. You're going to have to back that up. You're going to either have to show me in the Scripture where that's true, or you're going to have someone, some other confirmation for me to be able to believe you. I don't think so. And that was never the example that was given by the apostles. The apostles the 12 never claimed that what they were writing was infallible or perfect or anywhere near above what God could say directly. In fact, they had arguments and public rebukes between Peter and Paul. And yet, we are taking something that was written down on paper and saying, sorry, God, you're not strong enough. You're not powerful enough. You don't intend to reveal yourself perfectly. What does that do to our relationship with him? What relationship did he pay for? He paid and intends for you to know him completely, perfectly, spirit, soul, and body now. And I challenge you to challenge him and give him the opportunity. I challenge you to go for a month without looking for additional confirmation, regardless the source, and to strictly wait for the voice of the Lord. To put aside whatever sources, whether it be people or things, or even in your own mind. For instance, I've talked with the Lord a long time about one of the ways I filter, you know, words of encouragement or prophetic words or whatever, is that to not put them in terms of Scripture. Now, sometimes people have a real hard time not giving Scriptures. They have to give Scriptures. But I find if you push them, they can get beyond that and speak what the Lord wants them to speak in plain English. Because that's one thing we want to remember, is that the Scriptures that we're reading are not what was written. So I've asked the Lord that or confirmed with him that was going to be one of the ways I check, I filter. What comes into me is that if it's not in plain English and I can't get it in plain English, it's probably not from him. And we've even worked out certain phrases where I can recognize, okay, this is from him, and not necessarily that if it doesn't use those phrases, it's not from him, but there are ways that we can make arrangements with God. You know, he's reliable. We've talked about this many times, that when a loved one or a good friend or even your boss calls you on the phone, how much do they have to say before you know who it is? Now, if your boss came into your office or where your workplace and said, I want that report done by Friday, would you say, well, could you hold on a second and let me check the office manual? And if the office manual says, I can do it by Friday, I'll do it by Friday. Or do you say, well, hold on, let me check with my pastor or let me check with my coworkers? No, you recognize that your boss has authority over you. So let me ask you then, when it comes to healing, who and what has authority over you? If you say anything other than God himself, you are kicking him out of his throne. You are either sitting in it yourself, or you're allowing someone or someone else to sit on that throne. there is only one spiritual authority in your life, and that is God himself. So challenge God to reveal himself to you, but you have to follow through. I sometimes wonder that the reason we don't hear clearly is because we're not fulfilling the requirements. We're not allowing him to speak what he wants to say. You know, we're sitting there with our fingers in our ears going la 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 for whatever reason, whether it's we don't want to hear what he has to say because he might tell us something we don't want to hear, or for whatever reason. We don't want to be held responsible for what he might say. But we pay much more attention to what could go wrong rather than what could go right. When the soldier out in the, on the battlefield receives an order through the proper channels, he doesn't say, well, wait a minute, I need to confirm this. Even classified, even codes, we know what to look for. That soldier knows what to look for. So when it comes, he can check it. But then he doesn't go, okay, now, before I can act on this, I have to verify it in my field manual. He's already done all that. He knows the proper chain of command of where those orders are going to come from. And in the heat of battle, he knows he certainly doesn't have time to doubt where those orders are coming from. He either recognizes the source or not. And if not, he is soon relieved of his command. And this is what we're talking about, is do you recognize the singular authority of God in your life? Or is there a mixture of authority? Is it God and? Or is it God filtered through? Is God big enough to speak for himself? Or does he have to have an interpreter, a filter, a verifier? And I just pray that to God that he just remove all interferences and all hindrances, so that you would be able to, during, for those of you who take up this challenge, that you would be able to recognize his voice, that not only is he fully able to speak to you and reveal himself to you, and specifically and clearly, not only is he able to reveal himself, but that you are fully capable of hearing him, of receiving his instruction, his life, his direction, his guidance, his counsel, his wisdom, that you don't need anything else. So for the next month, be trapped on alone on a desert island with God. And just challenge him to reveal himself to you this next month. We'll see what he does. He is reliable. He is God. I mean, we talk about, oh, he's this and he's that. He's the, you know, God of the universe, and he's the Alpha and Omega, and he's everything to everyone. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. But no, when he speaks to me, he has to he has to jump through hoops. I'm not capable, or he's not capable. And neither one is true. So, try it. Give him the chance. Give him the opportunity to reveal himself. And just see if he doesn't do it quite well. So, if you'd like to call in, if you have any questions or comments or feedback, again, we're going to be getting into reasons we're not healed. Some more reasons we're not healed. But, and just getting back to that, well, the call-in number is 718-664-6988. And like I written down or sent out, we had been having a little technical glitch. So hopefully that's been resolved. I'm not sure, but we'll see. And in order to see that, we're going to have somebody call in. So I'll be keeping an eye out for you. But what we want to look at is one of the reasons we're not healed is because if we are restricting the way God heals us, he's not going to be able to reveal those wounds in our lives. He may not be able to fulfill his commitment to you in that way. Now, of course, he knew that, and in your spirit, you know that. So it's part of the process. And this is where we get into seeing things from our perspective, living out of our soul versus living out of our spirit, or as a spirit being. As a spirit being, since you are already completely aware of everything God is doing in your life and you need no healing, you are already completely hearing God perfectly. You are absolutely in his will, whatever that means. And there's no doubt, there's no lack of faith or belief or questioning in who you are as a spirit. Now, since we're still burdened down with our soul and our body, that's where our challenge is. And God knows that. And he's working with us to overcome those challenges and to bring our senses into that alignment so that there can be a perception that we would be able to understand what he is saying ever more clearly through our new senses. But this is where we may lose some of our confidence because we are using senses that we've never used before, or God is doing things he's never done before. Now, just to throw this in, how many miracles that Jesus did, how many did he do twice? He never followed the scriptures. He never followed his own pattern. His ways are new every morning. And we need to allow him the freedom in our lives to be and to do whatever he wants to be or to do. So as we are more and more aware of the expanse of the variety of ways God wants to communicate with us, we realize there's, in one sense, there's no risk at all from the spiritual sense. But from the supernatural sense, odds are you are going to make mistakes. I am going to make mistakes. Big deal. Who cares if God can't keep you from making a mistake that would be really mess up his plans for you, how much of a God is he? You know, we think about some of these cults. Most Christian cults centered around the scriptures. But because the followers were following a leader and the scriptures and had not learned to depend on God to be able to hear for themselves, they were at the mercy of a presumptive authority. So the safest way to approach knowing God is to focus on knowing his voice. It's not focusing on what you believe, but focusing on hearing his voice, recognizing his voice, being able to distinguish and test his voice when it comes down to it. What you believe isn't worth a hill of beans if it's not based on hearing it from God. You can know all the truth stuff. You can have the perfect comprehension of everything that was written in the original meaning of every scripture, and have studied every movement of God, and have every major revelation, minor revelation, and still not know God. So what is your goal? Is it to just not make a mistake? Is it just to be safe? You know, and being with the crowd, that's what's safe. Or do you want to know God? Do you want to experience freedom and eternal life now? Do you want what he wants for you now? The only way to get that is to receive it from him now. And he is jealous over you. When we say, well, I believe in this, that, the other thing, we are saying we have faith in something other than God. You know, people say, you know, do you believe in this doctrine? Do you believe in that doctrine? Do you believe in, you know, this will, you know, is what the holds is in the future? Or do you believe in, you know, that Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament? What are we saying? Our beliefs that we are relying on, we've built them up ourselves. The only belief that matters is that which brings us into relationship with God. Is he real or is he fake? Now, I'm speaking of from having been on both sides of this, so I can certainly sympathize. But I certainly wish somebody had slapped me up alongside the head longer than he did. If God can't speak for himself and answer our questions clearly and change us and heal us and bring us freedom, if he can't do all those things now, what kind of a God is he? And the only way to know, don't take my word for it, ask him. Now, our goal here is to make it as easy as possible for you to do that, to encourage you and help you along to find the simplicity of that way of knowing him. But you have to go there. Nobody can go there for you. When you stand before him and whatever's coming next, he's not going to ask you, do you believe in the scriptures? He's not going to ask you, do you believe I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jesus? He's not going to ask you, do you believe in the New King James Version of the Bible? Or do you believe in what your pastor taught you? He's going to say, hey, how you doing? Come on, we got more work to do. Because he knows you, and you know him. This is what he paid for. He paid this high price to know you. You are the prize. You are that treasure in the field that he had to buy the whole field for because you were in it and he wanted you. You are the treasure in earthen vessels. You are his great prize. You are that pearl of great price. He's not going to let anything get in his way. But we can fall on the rock, or the rock will fall on us. He will not let you be satisfied with anything less than knowing him. And once we've tasted and experienced eternal life on his terms, I encourage you to just accept the gift he is. We rely on our own strengths. We rely on, if we are a feeling person, we rely on, I just feel this is the truth. If we're a thinking person, I finally understand. If we are a will person, we have a strong will, well, he just needs to give me some, now I understand what I'm supposed to do, what I'm called to do. And yet, God doesn't want to be judged according to your strengths and weaknesses. Mary was that great example. When the angel came to her and said, this is God's plan for you, she had questions about it, but accepted it and said, Lord, may it be unto me as you say. That's our response. Lord, I don't understand, but I know that what I need to know, you will teach me. There is nothing that will satisfy us outside of knowing him, knowing his voice, experiencing his life. There is nothing that is putting off eternal life except our own insistence on maintaining our own beliefs. When we say, okay, God, someday you'll take care of this, his response is, did that 2,000 years ago. What are you waiting for? So that's what we didn't get very far in the getting healed, but I did want to finish up on some of the thoughts we started last week. So we'll pick up next Tuesday and talk about some of the other reasons we're not healed. Thursday, we'll be getting back together again about talking about hearing him, some more about hearing him, being able to distinguish his voice. And again, we're not, God knows we all need the learning process, that it's not an instantaneous thing for most of us. So it's a trial and error. And part of the emphasis we need to remind ourselves is that we're free to make a mistake and make it over and over and over again until he works his work in us to where we can go on to the next thing. This is not a contest. He's not going to be judging you on, did you avoid making a mistake? You've already been judged. You've been declared innocent. Now, stand up and start acting like a son. This has been Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio. Thanks, and have a great evening.